There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Please don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, happy Easter to you, wherever you happen to be living. If you're just joining us, this is the Common Sense Show. We're here every weekend, usually on Sundays. Love to have you join us to talk about what's going on in the news. And there's so much happening here on this religious weekend tied to religious freedom, discussions about religious freedom, how it conflicts with individual rights or government policy. You know, what began 20 years ago was kind of a bipartisan drive to protect the rights of people to follow their faith against maybe an overbearing government, now has erupted into a real divisive dispute over gay rights, religious freedom. You've seen this come to fore in Indiana in the latest foray, and this is spreading into a number of churches, although some people say that the conflicts can be settled within the current law as you see them right now. It's confusing to me. I'm a lawyer. I don't understand the pros and the cons and exactly what happened. Let's try to get some answers for you here today. Byron Henry is a Dallas, Texas attorney. He specializes in constitutional cases, knows a lot about constitutional law. His firm is on our website at jimbrownusa.com. He's going to join us to try to put this all in perspective. Hey, Byron, happy Easter to you and glad you joined us today.
Jim, thanks. Glad to be here.
Byron, kind of put this in perspective in terms of the law. I mean, I think we realize that government discrimination, you know, there was an impetus originally by some of the legislation talking about government discrimination, and so now we've taken this matter to quite different focuses to where the question is, I guess, that we're being debated all around the country today is, do you inject state power into every possible relationship, personal relationship, business relationship? Can state power be injected? And this is nothing new. We've seen this in the past with the issue of gay marriage itself, with abortion, with a number of social issues. But it sure has brought to fore the rights of an individual say, no, my religion does not allow me to serve you cookies with your name on them if you take a particular cause, a cake, do your laundry, your flowers, whatever happens to be. But try to put the constitutional issues in perspective for us, if you can, for my listeners.
I will try, Jim. First of all, if you go back to 20 years ago, everybody thought that the First Amendment protected religious freedom to this extent already. The Supreme Court had a decision back in 1990 that said, no, if there's a generally applicable federal or state law against someone, in that case it was the Native American smoking peyote who raised religious objections to the law banning the smoking of peyote, and the Supreme Court said that's not an excuse. So the entire country erupted with, we thought the First Amendment provided special protection for sincere religious beliefs. We're going to all band together, Republicans, Democrats, President Clinton, and sign a law which puts a test in place for courts to follow when someone's religious beliefs were burdened based on a federal law. And the Supreme Court later said that only applies to federal law. Enter the states. States got together and said, well, we need our own state law to make sure state laws are not burdening people's religious beliefs. And so 19 states passed religious freedom laws, and most recently Indiana and Arkansas, and of course Alabama has one on its plate. But they were never a license for any person to discriminate. They simply provided courts with a balancing test to help resolve close cases and ensure that when someone goes to court with a legal dispute, you just don't ignore sincere religious beliefs. They have to be taken into account and put on the scales and weighed.
Well, now, we have federal laws and, I guess, state laws that determine discrimination in the workplace, so that if you are, whether it be your religion, whether it be your race, whether it be your gender, whether it be your whatever it may be, there are federal and state laws that say you just can't be arbitrarily fired because, and there are in terms of those particular areas. We've known about that for years. So when you take the next step of going into a business man or woman, or any business, I guess, that makes decisions, you get into kind of a murky area there in terms of my individual freedoms as a business owner to basically discriminate or say, I'm not going to serve you, I'm not going to allow. So what are the limits? I mean, if an African American walks into McDonald's and say, we don't serve blacks, I think we all know that there are that's into an area that has opens huge lawsuits is not going to take place. What are the, how do you define the limits of my ability as a business owner to decide who I want to do business with?
Well, I'll give you a little bit, kind of the extreme examples. On one hand, you have the example you just gave and the religious freedom laws. We've had protections based on race. We've had protections based on gender on the books for since the Civil Rights Act in 1964. These laws have never been used, never been sanctioned to allow the denial of products or services to a person based on gender or race and so on. So that's the one extreme case. The other extreme case, I think, is churches and their property. They rent their property out for weddings, but they don't want to rent their property out to a wedding, so let's say a same-sex wedding, let's say a satanic wedding, let's say whatever kind of wedding you want to talk about that the church doesn't believe in or agree with, they would not be required to do that under these laws. The closer call is the case in which a party is required to do more than simply serve all comers, such as people in a hotel or people in a bakery, but to actually get into a message of a rubber stamping or condoning an act or condoning a message with which they disagree, such as making the cake, putting the photo on it, writing the letters, maybe even attending the wedding and making sure that everything's done right at the reception. So I think it's that fine line of participation versus just simply serving that would be the dividing line, and that's exactly what these kind of laws are designed to resolve. They put a test in place, and the more you're required to participate, the more burden it would be on your religious belief.
So in other words, there is a general test of, I guess, general basic rules of the road that everybody lives by. But then when you're asked to say, this is not the norm, but I want you to do the norm, or this is not the norm, but I want to make a request that you do it for me. I want you to say, and the case we've seen so much about, I think it's in Indiana, about the cookies or the cake where you put a gay pride message or the cookie or the cake. Of course, in that instance, I guess the baker we'll do individual cakes. If you want to put Happy Birthday Byron on there, then sure, I'll do that. If you want to say Happy 50th Anniversary to the married couple, sure, I'll do that. But then when you say put on a gay pride message, the baker says, no, I'm not going to do that because that conflicts with my religion. Is that a pretty firm example of what these state laws would protect in terms of the baker? Is that a pretty good example?
I think it's a pretty good example, depending on the message. And, of course, you could get into a situation where the person does not want to put the message on the cake because of its political message as opposed to sexual orientation. For instance, I don't have to make a cake if I'm a baker where someone comes in and wants profanity written on it, or if they want death to America or a picture of the flag burning. I'm free as a baker to turn down putting those messages on my product because I don't want those messages coming out of my bakery, and that seems to be perfectly legitimate. I think that the real question would be, are you not putting the cake on it because you disagree with the message? Are you not putting it on the cake because you don't like the people that ordered the cake? And I think that's kind of where we are here, and I think in general, the message issues have pretty much been resolved with past cases. You're not required to participate.
And Byron, let me hold up. I've got a couple more questions. Byron Henry's my guest. He's a legal expert in constitutional law in Dallas, Texas. His website's on my website at jimbrownusa.com. We're talking about this real sticky area about asserting your religious views or your religious rights versus bouncing off some of these state and federal laws. We'll come on back with this right after this message. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about the fact that laws are on the books that require accommodation for individual religious beliefs. These laws have been around for centuries. You know, that's why priests don't have to reveal confessions in church to police, and Quakers don't have to join the military. These are nothing new, but it's come to head involving sexual discrimination, and a whole flow of legal cases throughout this country and new laws being passed. Byron Henry is my guest. He's a Dallas attorney. He specializes in constitutional cases. And Byron, before that break, we were talking about a variety of issues along this line. I guess, Byron, you know, if I can speak for most of my listeners, let me tell you what most of my listeners think. This is a more libertarian show, if you will. And I think the general expression of people here listening to this show is that, you know, you may think that someone is wrong in not doing business with a particular group, but the Constitution protects their right to be wrong. That protection of unpopular views is a vital American principle, and that you shouldn't be sued as a private business over civil rights violations. It just comes down to a choice of who you want to serve and who you don't want to serve. And then I guess you take the question of the wedding cakes, and or you don't take you won't supply the flowers for a gay wedding. Well, why would somebody who say was oriented that way? Why would they want to do business with a bigot to begin with? You know, I would say, look, go take your business somewhere else. Why would you want to push someone to do business with you, doesn't believe in things that are important to you? You got choices. Take your business elsewhere. That's kind of the view of most of my listeners, I think, along those lines. So my question to you is, how do you think this is all going to shake out? How do you think what is going to happen 2 or 3 months from now? Are we going to continue to see case after case? And we're seeing a lot of them in this country today. We're seeing cases in Lakewood, Florida, where the folks refuse to bake a wedding cake, and that they're being sued by the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And you're seeing in lots of states where state rights commissions are coming in and suing these businesses. How do you think it's all going to shake out?
I think, first of all, we should step back and remember that the religious freedom in this country predates the founding of the country, and it is foundational. And it transcends the current conflict regarding homosexual marriage and homosexuality and sexual orientation. If you step back and use other examples for a minute to get out of all the hoopla and all the media mania about this issue, you remember why we have those religious freedom laws. And so if you take and use generic examples from the past and possible future with respect to religious freedom, you'll realize that the left really doesn't believe what they're saying on this issue, because they do generally believe in religious freedom. They fought for it. They've signed bills on it. And the bottom line is that this issue is for, you know, Catholic and Protestant, Jews and Muslims. These issues transcend homosexual behavior and this current issue. But with respect to these cases, I will say that there's two things you need to look for in these cases. One is, does the state or city in which these cases occur even have protection based on sexual orientation? You were mentioning civil rights earlier. Just as a reminder to your listeners, the federal government and most states in the United States do not list sexual orientation as a protected classification, which means currently in most states and under federal law, it is not illegal to discriminate based on sexual orientation without respect to religious belief. Just, it's not against the law. So I know that the homosexual community has been fighting for those protections and does so at the city and state level, but in most places it's not against the law right now. So that's the first thing we need to look for. And the second thing is, does that state have in its own constitution or in its law a religious freedom law that would require at least some sort of recognition? Remember, this is not that the religious person wins the case if they don't want to sell a cake. This is that the courts will recognize that person's religious belief and take it into account when deciding whether or not they win the case or not. And that's what these laws are generally about. So that's really the test.
Is that, as a lawyer, does that seem vague to you, though? I mean, I'm an attorney, and I think, you know, they'll take it into consideration. I mean, either either legal or it's not legal, or, you know, it just seems like we want simplicity. Most of our listeners here want simplicity. Well, they'll take it into consideration. They'll consider this, and you know, you either have the freedom to run a business and say, no, I don't want to do that, and there will be consequences. You may be boycotted. You may be, have 1,000 people out there in front of your store with banners saying, you know, you discriminate, don't do business with you. That's just the price you pay of living in a free society in America today. You may have people like Apple that say, we're not going to do business in your state anymore. We're going to quit selling iPhones in your state anymore. That's just the price you pay. So you got to make those determinations, but do we keep it vague or can we make it more simple?
Well, we could make it simple, but the issue becomes is that the government has a reason to eradicate some conduct. You know, I know it's against, you know, the libertarian viewpoint is to live and let live on just about everything, but the issue is that the government is allowed to make laws. It does regulate our conduct way too much, but in a lot of cases it's justified. And so what this law does is it is a little vague, and this law is designed to get the tough cases that we talked about, the middle of the road, the gray cases. There's really no way to make a fine, hard line unless you just want to say that everybody's free to turn away services for any reason unless the market decides. And we've pretty much passed that point with the passage of civil rights laws and discrimination protections for disabled and, you know, elderly and race, gender, and all the other protections in the civil rights law. So that line has been crossed. The question is are we going to extend the line further to based on sexual orientation? And if we're not, then there really isn't a test. This test is only if they add sexual orientation as a protected class, then should we have a law on the books which would at least take into account someone's religious beliefs before we, you know, shut down their business with government force.
Well, it sure has become a firestorm. We've got an awful lot of problems in this world today, Byron. We've got the Middle East exploding. We've got nuclear threats out of Iran. We've got race riots in this country. An awful lot of stuff going on, but this sure has dominated the news. Is this going to die out in a few more months, or you think we're going to be fighting these issues for a long time to come?
Well, this issue is probably going to die out a little bit, but I would fact, you know, at the end of June, we're expecting the Supreme Court of the United States decision on whether or not states are required under the Constitution to recognize same-sex marriage as equal with traditional marriage. So this issue will be it's about to be orally argued in a few weeks. And once the oral argument takes place, it'll be in the news. And then, of course, it'll come back in the news in June when the Supreme Court makes its decision. So I don't think the issue of the cultural conflict with traditional values and homosexual marriage and other issues regarding sexual orientation is going to die down anytime soon.
What's your bet? How do you think the Supreme Court's vote? They're going to vote to legalize gay marriage or not legalize?
Well, if you gave me a dollar and made me bet, I would say they probably would, based on prior decisions, vote to say that it would be required by all states to recognize same-sex marriage.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think that's how it's going to rule based on what you're seeing from the court. Hey, Byron, we're out of time. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. Our guest has been Byron Henry. He's a constitutional lawyer out of Dallas, Texas. His website is on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Byron, have a nice Easter. Hope we talk to you again in the future.
Thank you, Jim. Happy Easter.
Okay. Interesting guy, interesting subject. And again, this is not going to go away. State by state, you're going to see these fights continue coming up until the Supreme Court decision. Hey, we're going to take a pause right now. But we've got a lot to talk about. Iran, we're going to talk about more about the Civil War. So stay tuned here on the Common Sense Show. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, do you think that parents, mothers and dads, spend enough time with their kids? American parents with their children supposedly spend a lot of time with their kids, and many feel guilty because they have to work. But there's been a new study that's come out, and this is just a dramatic finding. This is a study that's going to appear that appears this month in the Journal of Marriage and Family. And what it says is that spending quality time with your kids is much more important than the amount of time you spend. And the study was headed up by a sociologist at the University of Toronto, Dr. Melissa Milkey. Again, it's published in the April Journal of Marriage and Family. You don't have to spend much time with your kids. Just spend quality time. Get them down and, you know, get out the poetry book and talk philosophy. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And you don't have to worry about the length of time you spend to make your kid normal and to make your kid grow up to be intelligent. And the study says, for example, that fathers spend about 6 hours a week with their kids. And that might not even be that necessary. You can spend less than that and still get a pretty decent kid growing up. And I read this report, and I read the report over, and I said, hogwash! That's completely dead wrong. It's not quality. Oh yeah, I'm gone all week or I'm gone for the month, but I want to spend a couple hours with Johnny and give him some quality time. bunk. That makes no sense to me whatsoever, and I'm speaking as a father of four kids and four grandkids and nieces and nephews I spend lots of time with. Let me tell you a four-letter word that means the same thing as love. How do you spell love, another word for love? T-I-M-E. It doesn't have to be quality time. Sure, you want some quality time. You want to be a mentor. You want to be a teacher. You want to be an inspiration. You want to be a guide to our young people, teaching them how to do things. And there's quality in doing that kind of thing. But just as important is being there, hanging out, ordering a pizza, curling up with a movie, going to the park, taking in a movie, just getting outside, taking a walk. There's no real quality time in taking a walk around the neighborhood. You get to visit about who your child's friends are and what they like to do and what their favorite thing is to do in school, what their teacher's name is. It's the time that you put in. Quality, of course, anytime you can bring quality into the quotient, that's important. But it's not just quality. My favorite time that I can recall in raising my three daughters was going over to the beach, the Redneck Riviera over at Perdido Key, Florida. Used to have a family beach house over there. We'd go over for about 3 weeks in the summertime. It was tough for me. I was a sole practitioner trying to make ends meet, but we'd sit across at least a couple of weeks, go over to a family beach house. And this is going back into the mid-1960s, late 1960s. We had an old beach house there, not air conditioned. There was no TV. None of the basics. The water was real hard. You could take a shower in it. You certainly wouldn't wash your clothes. I'd take them to the laundromat. There was no electronics of any kind, certainly no iPad, nothing like that at all. There was no Water Worlds. There was nothing like, not a lot of folks down there, very deserted beach, which I love. All you had to do was spend time with each other. You hung out on the beach, you dug in the sand, you made sand castles, you'd chase some crabs that were running along the beach, you'd put crab traps out so you could catch your supper for the evening, then you'd boil the crabs, maybe you'd catch some fish offshore, get a flounder or two, and you could fillet that and grill it for supper. You'd tell stories, read books, share experiences, and the time would pass. And you know what? After 2 to 3 weeks, we were sad to go home. We didn't want to go home. We needed more time to do little or nothing but hang out. So all this stuff about this quality, to me, there is certainly, you've got to build a quality quotient in. You help your kids with their homework. You do a lot of these things. But let me tell you what, you folks that read the Journal of Marriage and Family, if all it is quality, then there's a lot of people out there that are really missing the boat. Now, having said that, I do think we need to strive for excellence, and some interesting new studies have just come out. There is up in Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia has the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology up in Fairfax. It is a special magnet school. It's there to attract the best and the brightest, for the best engineers, for the best scientists. You want the brightest kids up there. And it's under attack right now because it's not diverse enough. And here's what happened. It's a magnet school, a very elite magnet school. You get in by taking a test. And based on the test, they allow students to come in every year. According to the test, and so they administered the test, and in this year's class, which would be the 2019 graduation class, 70% of the incoming freshmen are Asian Americans. Highest percentage ever for the school, already at 60%. Last year it was 60%. 70% this year that tested in Fairfax County to be the best and the brightest. 10 years ago, the student body was 32% Asian. So it's now up to 70%. Of the 2,841 applicants, 1 in 4 were Asians. They were admitted. 1 in 8 were whites. Only 16 Hispanics and 1 in 25 African-Americans were allowed to get into school. And it's gotten controversial. Oh, gosh, we've got to reach those balances. That's just not showing the proper diversity along those lines. Well, we're trying to develop the best and the brightest. And I don't know why we have these Asian kids that are brighter than and are able to get in more than other kids. I don't know exactly why that happens. You know, you can go back in history and see that Chinese kids were not given special consideration. Our Asian Americans coming in here, they're usually laborers in the old West, terribly treated. Remember the Japanese, we excluded them and put them at the camps during World War II. And Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, Filipinos, Vietnamese, they're largely from families that endured the real hell of those Asian wars in the 20th century. So they were not brought up with a silver spoon in their mouths is the point I'm making. You see what I'm saying? So it's indicative in their upbringing by the parental guidance, but by the parents insisting that when the kids come home, they don't stop by McDonald's on the way and then hang out with their iPads for several hours and come in and turn on TV and maybe do a little homework. You don't see that in the dominant Asian American family. You see kids that strive to achieve, that do their homework. Maybe there's some hereditary marks in there. I don't know. Like I say, there's no silver spoon in their mouths. But isn't that amazing, the results that came back? Now, is that unique to Fairfax County in Virginia? No, it's not. The Stuyvesant High School is a school up in New York City. I'm familiar with that. My daughter, Campbell, that used to be the host of CNN and used to be on the Today Show and Weekend Today, she was the host on that program. A lot of you remember from television, is very actively involved in charter schools and in magnet schools up in New York City. These are public schools. But again, they attract the best and the brightest. They're the city, up in New York, I think they've got 8 specialized high schools. And last year, there were about 27,000 kids, almost 28,000 kids, who tried to get in these schools. In the Stuyvesant High School, I think there were 950 kids who got admitted. Of that amount, 75% were Asian Americans. 2.9% went to black and Latino kids. The white population dropped dramatically. Asian kids are showing results. You've got to hand it to them. And they are the future of America in terms of science and this technology. And these kids test the highest. And look, you could have diversity in a cross-section of other schools, but you've got to have a school for the best and the brightest kids out there. We can't bring the rising boat theory, may work over a period of time, but you've got to deal with your best and the brightest. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. We got one more segment on this Easter Sunday. My website, jimbrownusa.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
An interesting election day is coming up this Tuesday. You remember all the firestorm that brewed up in Ferguson, Missouri, after the killing of that fellow Michael Brown up that way. The officer was cleared. They determined that Brown that was killed in self-defense, but race riots developed. They burned down parts of the city. And so when you delved into Ferguson, you kind of asked this question. The city is almost 70% black, has a police department that's 94% white. Of the six city council members, five are white. The mayor is a white Republican. The school board has seven members with one black in a school district that's 75% black. So we asked the question on this show, how can a city with an overwhelming majority of black citizens allow themselves to be governed by an overwhelming number of white public officials? Well, remember the old saying, elections have consequences. And that's exactly what happened in Ferguson. In previous elections, black voter turnout was some three times lower than of white voters. In fact, in the last municipal election, just 6% of black voters showed up to the polls. That means that 94% of local African Americans opted not to participate and elect those who make the laws that govern Ferguson. And you see, after Ferguson, they could have even done more. Under Missouri law, voters in municipalities like Ferguson had the legal right to recall all but selected officials. It takes a vote of the people. A majority vote is all it takes, and with the vast majority of Ferguson's black community, they're so far showing an unwillingness to engage in the process, then, you know, you got to say, hey, you got to pay to play, and you pay by voting on election day. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. On Tuesday, there is an election in Ferguson, and there are a number of African-American candidates, and it's generated a lot of interest. You know, I wish the local folks would just get together and turn out to the polls and decide who you want to represent them. But this doesn't happen in elections anymore. We saw that last year in the 2014 national elections, the U.S. Senate congressional races. The Senate, the control of the Senate was not determined by folks in various states. It was controlled by these outside forces that poured hundreds of millions of dollars into these various campaigns. from outside these states that happened in my home state of Louisiana, happened throughout the country. Hundreds of millions of dollars pouring in to elect officials. Don't let the local folks do it. It's bought and paid for by outside special interests. Well, that's exactly what's happening in Ferguson now. You've got the National Working Families Party has launched a campaign. You've got MoveOn.org, this national organization, Democracy for America, Service Employees International Union's State Council, the Organization for Black Struggles, and all these groups have a right to come in and organize. I'm not disputing that, but that's going to make a difference in these elections, and so I hope local folks will get out and make a determination. If you don't like those in office, if you don't like the policies, then vote them out of office. And I'm for that 100%, and especially on the national level. You recall on my website, you can order a flag that says, in the fall, fire them all. I'm for cleaning house from top to bottom in these next 2016 presidential elections, from the top to the bottom. Clean them all out. I got no problem with that. Fresh blood makes good sense coming into a democracy. We can deal with that. Inexperience will grow over a period of time, not up but down, to where experience will step in and you're going to get some good, well-meaning people who can run the city, run the state, run the country. So there's nothing wrong with new blood coming in. So we'll talk about it next week, but on Tuesday, Ferguson, Missouri, is going to have a chance to elect new officials or retain their old officials. And right now, officials are about 90% white in a community that's almost 70% black. So we'll see if those who want change really care enough to do the simple thing of just going out and pulling the lever. It must take you 5-10 minutes to vote in most places in this country. I was the chief elections officer in Louisiana for 8 years, the Secretary of State. It's just not a big deal to go and vote. And if you do so, then you can make a difference. And if you don't, you know what you do? You pretty much forfeit your right to complain and moan and definitely to riot and to burn down stores because you didn't give a darn enough to go vote. So we're trying to make some sense out of what happened in Ferguson and learn some lessons. And it'll be interesting to see, have any lessons been learned? We'll know after Tuesday, and we'll talk about it next week, who turns out to vote. Did Ferguson citizens, particularly those who wanted to change, care enough to go out to the polls and vote? Now, for your listeners up in Ohio, if you live in Ohio, don't dare mention the Constitution. The Constitution is irrelevant to what happens up in the state of Ohio. Up in Xenia, Ohio, a judge up there agreed with a motion filed by prosecutors asking to ban a defendant from bringing up the United States Constitution or the constitutionality of the law in which he's charged with the crime. The guy is out. He runs the local newspaper up there is what he has. He's been an editor of the newspaper for years. And so he's trying to raise awareness about the constitutionality of the city's anti-panhandling law. You know, people out there trying to get a little money. They're a little bit irritating, but is that freedom of speech? He says it is. And so they charge him with loitering, apparently, on the streets, charge him with the crime himself. And so what he does is he says, listen, judge, it's unconstitutional for you to. And oh, no, no, no. Don't mention the Constitution. And the judge up there, Judge Barber, Kathleen Barber, female judge, says, quote, there will be no mentioning of the Constitution. And then she laughs when the defendant claimed that uttering words on a public sidewalk constitutes free speech. And so you see, the prosecutor says, we don't want to confuse the jury by bringing up the Constitution. Isn't that a problem in our country today? We don't talk about the Constitution enough. You know, it comes in so many forms. We pledge allegiance. And I heard Glenn Beck talking about this last week. Often I don't agree with Glenn Beck, but sometimes I do. And he was talking about the fact that he doesn't pledge allegiance to the flag. He pledges allegiance to the Constitution. First of all, we didn't even have a Pledge of Allegiance until 1891, back when a Baptist minister's son in upstate New York called to write a poem. He was assigned in a magazine promotion to write a poem. And he fooled the idea, I pledge allegiance to my flag. Then they changed it to, I pledge allegiance to the flag. one nation indivisible with liberty and justice for all. No mention of the Constitution. See, no mention of the Constitution. And I say that because I'm concerned, as are many Americans, that we just have done away with so many constitutional principles. The Patriot Act, the fact that freedom has been usurped more and more by the fact that, oh, it's good for the state. We've got to look out for the general good. And if you're worried about your constitutional rights, well, they're subservient now. We don't really do what the founding fathers said we should do, and that's protect our individual freedoms and guarantee the basic right to be protected in so many ways. To have you have what's in your home protected, to have your speech protected, not to be charged with a crime and have the evidence all put before you. Most all these constitutional principles have gone by the wayside. So I can see why the judge in Ohio wants to prohibit this fellow by of mentioning the Constitution. Remember, she says there will be no mentioning of the Constitution in this courtroom. That's Judge, Ohio Judge Kathleen Barr. We're not going to talk about the Constitution. That's irrelevant. The Constitution doesn't make any difference at all to whether you're innocent or guilty. Well, Judge, I thought that was very basic from our founding fathers. The Bill of Rights, the amendments to the Constitution, the basic foundation that you have the constitutional principles that protected your freedom. Something we teach kids in school, something we are brought up to believe, and now you're saying in court, forget about it. Well, all you're doing is echoing the federal government. And it's not just the Democrats who happen to run the government right now as far as Congress, not rather as far as the executive, not Congress. The Republicans ran it under 8 years for George Bush. I've said repeatedly on this show, you could take the Democrats and the Republicans when it comes to protecting your individual freedoms and being fiscally responsible. Put them in a sack, shake them up. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out of the sack. They all have undermined your right to speak up and receive the basic protections from the United States Constitution. It couldn't be said more succinct. And my point could be made more than this Ohio judge says there will be no mentioning of the Constitution in my courtroom. Very sad for you folks up in Ohio. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. You read columns I write about things we talk about on the show every week. Have some fun there, too. Hey, you folks, have a happy Easter weekend. Tune in same time, same station, right here to make some more Common Sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.